Well, let's open our Bibles together and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes again, Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. And I hope by now, after these several weeks we've been in this book, that all of us are starting to see what a helpful book this is. And so many practical lessons can be learned from it about living the Christian life. Solomon's emphasis, of course, is life under the sun, S-U-N, in other words, life on earth apart from God. And the key word and the key phrase is vanity and vexation of spirit. In other words, everything apart from the Lord is emptiness. We've established that. And someone said that repetition is the mother of all learning. It's a good thing to repeat that kind of thing every week to your class. By the time your students get done studying the book of Ecclesiastes, they ought to know that very well. And if somebody quizzes them over the book of Ecclesiastes, there are certain things that ought to immediately come to mind. Let's read a few verses together. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 1. The Bible says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. This is quite a passage of Scripture, isn't it? And a classic passage. And if you'll go back to verse number 1, take your pen in hand and mark the phrase, to everything there is a season. And the lesson from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, is on the seasons of life. We're privileged to live in a part of the country here in East Tennessee where there are four distinct seasons. And so people who've grown up around here and have lived here for some period of time are going to be able to easily identify with what you're talking about. Every season is distinct. Every season has a purpose. Seasons come naturally and they go quickly. Some of them seem to go faster than others do. And the seasons of life are the same way. They come naturally, or maybe we should say they come supernaturally. In other words, God brings them into our life. God brings certain things in our life that all of us have to deal with. And not only do they come, they go. And they go very quickly. We move on to another season. We could not stay in the same season forever. And as much as we like the springtime, for example, you can't stay at springtime forever. And praise the Lord, we don't stay in the wintertime forever. The seasons come and go. The seasons change. And every season provides for the earth exactly what the earth needs at that time, and prepares the earth for the next season. That's exactly what Solomon is saying about life. God works in our life in such a way in every season to provide exactly what we need at that time in our life and to prepare us for the next season that's just around the bend. So the seasons of life. You may want to make a note of this. There are at least 65 verses in Scripture that speak of the seasons of life. For example, you'll remember certain ones immediately. The pleasure of sin lasts only for what? A season. The Bible talks about temptation coming to the Lord in Luke chapter 4 for a season of time. Weariness comes for a season. Reaping comes in due season. In other words, the seasons of life are one of the great emphases of Scripture. It is something that the Lord wants to make very sure that all of us are clear about. Pastor speaks often about the pattern of sound words. This is a good example. The world likes to talk about the cycles of life. There are cycles in life. But the Lord in His Word talks about seasons in life. And there's a reason for that, because the seasons that we live in, physically speaking, are object lessons of spiritually what goes on in all of our lives. You may want to make a note of this list, and you should, and emphasize it to your class. Perhaps have them go through and mark a time, a time, a time. There are 14 contrasts in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. And the reason for that is, you move from one extreme to another. For example, look at the first one. A time to be born and a time to die. You cannot find any two extremes any greater than that. And all of these are extremes. Here's the reason. There is no one emotion and there is no one experience that sums up all of life. Life is extremes. and you move from one emotion to another and from one experience to another. That's what the seasons of life are all about. And there are three very special lessons that Pastor gives to us in the reading material from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let's make note of them. Number one, you see in this passage the inability of the king. Now, you have to remember, to put it in context, who the human penman of Ecclesiastes 3 is. It's King Solomon, the same king that we've talked about who had everything you could possibly imagine, and the Queen of Sheba said not the half has been told. The same king who is the wisest man that ever lived. The same king who had such power that at his word, servants jumped and did exactly what he told them to do. And here's where Solomon comes to. He says, as powerful as I am, and as much as I can get my way, there are certain things about life that I have no power, no control over. In other words, they come to me from God, and God is the only one who has control over these things in our life. And I would say to you that the sooner all of us get to that place in life, the happier Christians we will be. You can't control everything. You cannot oversee everything. God is the one who's all powerful. And what we need to do is make up our mind that we're going to stop enduring the season we're in and start looking for God in it. A pastor makes this emphasis so strong in this lesson that everything that God brings into our life serves to bring us to the end of ourselves. In other words, it serves to remind us you're not able, you're not sufficient, you're not smart enough, you're not strong enough, but God is. Everything God brings into our life brings a message, and the message very simply is we need God. Now look at this list for just a moment. And you may want to go back in your class and read through the list again a second time with this emphasis. Verse 2, we need God when we're born. We need God when we die. We need God when it's time to plant, when it's time to pluck up that which is planted. We need God in the time where it is a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up. We need God when we're weeping. We need God when we're laughing. We need God when we're mourning. We need God when we're dancing. And all the way through this list, every time that comes in life, we need the Lord. And sometimes God allows these certain extremes to come into life so we throw up our hands and get to wit's end and say, God, I can't deal with this. I can't do this on my own. And God says, that's exactly where I've been trying to get you to, your inability and my ability. And so we see the first lesson is the inability of the king. The second lesson you see is the inevitableness of death. Death is inevitable. It is coming to all people. As a result of the sin that entered the mainstream of humanity in the book of Genesis, all the way through, the Bible says in the book of Romans that by one man, death entered the world. And we're all destined to die. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27 says that it is appointed a man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So at the end of this life we're living under the sun, there is death. And on the other side of death, there is eternity. Pastor says that death is but a gateway into eternity. And when the gate swings open, on the other side of the gate, there's either heaven or there's hell. That's a powerful thought. You know, there are people in our Sunday school classes every Sunday, no doubt, who need a clear presentation of the gospel. This is the perfect opportunity in this lesson on the seasons of life to tell them today's the day of salvation and now's the accepted time. Everybody needs to make certain where they're going when they die. The truth of the matter is, a person is not prepared to live until first they're prepared to die. So the seasons of life mean nothing to a man or to a woman who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. And Solomon realized this. He came to the end of himself and he realized, I'm one of the most powerful men on earth, yet I'm going to die just like everybody else did. And we should make a big deal. Anytime you see a list in Scripture, it's of significance. And the first thing is always of great significance. The first thing he says is, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Everybody's born the same way, everybody dies. And if Jesus tarries his coming, every person that stands and teaches on the Lord's day and every person we teach to is going to stand before God in judgment someday. And so you learn this lesson, are reminded of it, the inevitableness of death. Then there's a third lesson from this passage, and that is the inquiry into eternity. Solomon makes inquiry. He's trying to find out something here. Why does all this come into life? Why is there a time of weeping? Why not just laughing all the time? And the bottom line is this, there is more to it than just this life. Remember, the title of this whole series is the conclusion of the whole matter. Well, the conclusion of this lesson is that there is more to it than just what we go through in this life. In other words, we see time, but God says, no, I've built you for time and for eternity. We see the parts, but God says, no, I see the parts and I also see the whole. You may want to write in the margin of your Bible next to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, next to this list, this reference, Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. In other words, we have to trust the Lord. I had someone ask me just recently, how can you believe that God is all-powerful when all these bad things are going on? And the bottom line is, we have to trust the Lord. We have to know that even though there are extremes in this life, that someday all these seasons are going to end, and we are going to enter one endless season of glory in heaven. And we're all looking forward to that. And so we learn something about the inability of the king, the inevitableness of death, and the inquiry into eternity. One of the things that Pastor mentions in this particular lesson is a song that was written by Dr. Al Smith. The entire song is given for you in this particular chapter, but let me just read a phrase of it to you, or a chorus of it to you. Dr. Smith wrote these words, though the seasons come and go, summer sun and winter snow, though the passing years to earth their changes lend, there is one who loves so free, for all time will changeless be. Jesus always is the same true friend. And the real message of this lesson is that God uses the seasons of life to bring us to Himself. In other words, in all the changes that take place, there is one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in all that the Lord brings into our life through these seasons, we should grow more in love with the Lord Jesus Christ every day that we live. That's what the seasons of life are there for. Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for this wonderful book of the Bible and the things we're learning from it as we study it together. Thank You for this particular lesson from Ecclesiastes 3 on the seasons of life. And dear Lord, we all are in a season, and we're waiting to see what You will do. Help us, I pray, to start looking for You in every season. And help us to speak to people who are hurting and needy and questioning, and remind them that God is in complete control, and that at the end of this life in which there are so many questions, there is eternity, and You have all the answers. Help us, Lord, and teach us to trust You, to have faith in God. We'll praise You and thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.